Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A new surge of migrants arrived just before Christmas. Where will the thousands of migrants end up after being released by Border Patrol? I'm Jamie Virgen with Sinclair Broadcasting in Eagle Pass, Texas. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Immigration Crisis, the Fight for the Southern Border. Thousands of migrants have come through Eagle Pass in the last few weeks, the highest number of them arriving this week just before Christmas. The question everyone asks themselves is, once they're released from Border Patrol custody, where do they end up? Well, most of them will end up with Valeria Wheeler, who runs the Mission Border Hope here in Eagle Pass.
We are receiving an average of 1,000 people daily, so maybe close to 3,000 people since Saturday.
Where are they going? Are you still getting the buses from the governor?
Yes, we are. We are still using that service. Where people, but only people here, the people that arrived to us, is willing to go mostly to New York, Chicago, and Denver.
Okay. And how often do the buses come in?
Every day.
Several?
Several. Lately, several. Like, today we're expecting to receive up to 2,000 people, so it's going to be a lot of people leaving in those buses today.
Valeria, have you seen it like this before?
Yes, last year, in December last year, was very busy like right now, but thank God we're better organized now. We have, we have enough space to receive people. We have more staff, so we're very organized, but at the same time, we are expecting more people than last year. Last year, we knew that maybe 1,200 was going to be the maximum. Now we know that maybe numbers will have to double if people continue arriving to our border.
And everything, so people understand, this is all very coordinated, right? Mm-hmm. So you coordinate with whom? Who works with you?
We coordinate with DHS, with Border Patrol and CBP. We coordinate with other nonprofits, like in the border and for, like in northern, with San Antonio and with the people that receive asylum seekers from us in Chicago, in New York.
Okay. What are they telling you in those other cities? As they're telling you here, expect 2,000 to 3,000 people, and you had to already call them and let them know, right?
Yes.
So what do they tell you when you say, hey?
They are over capacity already. In San Antonio, the resource center it's already full. Like, we all of us are doing our best to serve asylum seekers and to keep it organized, but at the same time, it's too many people. It's a lot of people coming.
What do you need the most right now? If people want to donate something, what do you need help with?
As the weather has it's colder now, we need clothes. Men, small clothing. We need blankets. We need. I think that's the main need: clothing for men and blankets, because the majority of people we're receiving is men, and we are over capacity every night with people that stays here.
How many stayed last night here?
350.
And the majority of them were men, or where do they
men.
Where do they stay?
Men stay downstairs in foldable mats or cots, and women and children stay in our dorms.
Okay. What would you want people to know? I mean, we're still waiting. We haven't received any comments from the federal government. The mayor's too busy to talk to us. What do you want people to know? I mean, this is going to go all over the U.S. What do you want to say to them about what's going on here in Eagle Pass?
Well, there's a lot of people arriving to our border. We're a very small border. We definitely can't host people more than two nights in here because it will create a very difficult situation in our community. We understand that other places are also full and are at capacity, but we need to prioritize at first the service that we provide to asylum seekers to make it humanitarian and organized and to keep our community organized. We also want everybody to know that these people is crossing the river. They're coming in between port of entries. They're not using the CBP One app, or they're not waiting for their appointments. So there are a lot of them are very misinformed. They don't have like an accurate information for them to continue their processing, or they continue their case. So it's very difficult.
Okay. Algo más?
No, thank you very much. Okay. Merry Christmas.
We're good. Merry Christmas. Let me ask you before you take it off. Hold on, did you stop?
Nope.
What are you going to do? Christmas is less than a week away.
Yes.
So what are you guys going to do?
We open the 24th Christmas Eve. We're going to open half a day. And none of our staff will be here, but the security guards in Christmas. So we won't receive people on Christmas. Those are the only dates that we don't work. It's Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, and Easter. Those are the only four holidays that our staff takes, and they are free to work. Like, we don't work, and we're going to keep that. We're not going to receive anyone in Christmas.
So on Christmas, they're going to have, CBP's going to have to hold them or release them to the street, right?
Hopefully that don't happen, and hopefully and that's what we're trying to tell asylum seekers, that this is collapsing the processing. This is collapsing the shelters. They need to wait. They need to do the application. They need to wait for their appointment to wait for their appointment. So this continues organized, and for them to have a better chances to get asylum, they have to do the process, not cross in between. Also, we've had, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that is losing their lives in the river. I've talked to several moms that said that is not worthy. Of course it's not worthy once that you lose a child or two. Like, we had one case that a mom lost her two kids. So it's dangerous.
Valeria's shelter is now the largest along the border in Texas. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Immigration Crisis, the fight for the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas. I'm Jamie Virgin reporting.